I'm Kamakani. My name is Sasha Kamakani Kwevi Aloha Thompson. I am born and raised here on Oahu. Uh-huh. I am the Lomi instructor here at Royal Hawaiian Center. And I've been practicing this art since I was about maybe age 12, Lomi Lomi, which is Hawaiian massage and body work. And I've been licensed in the state about 19 years and practicing almost 30. So Lomi, in modern times, it's known, I think more people associate it as massage of the forearms and elbows because that's what it says on spa menus. And really that's just a generalization so that they can sign their therapist off for Lomi Lomi. Uh-huh. And technically, if you look in our dictionary, Lomi means massage. Uh-huh. So it's not any specific definition if you look at it. However, somebody who is trained in traditional Lomi would have been trained in all types of health and wellness practices because it was just one part of our health and wellness practices. So somebody who trained in Lomi was more like the doctor, right? So we had our strengths, but within our practice, we would learn herbs and medicines. We would learn everything was guided by prayer. It was part of our everyday health and healing practices. So it involved exercise and diet and lifestyle. In modern time though, somebody who's trained in Lomi may not have learned the herbs and the medicines. Over the last couple of, I want to say centuries, from like the 1800s, we had these different influences come in and kind of have their part in our arts, okay? For healing arts, just like our language, just like everything else, some of them had to go underground in order to stay alive and keep practicing. The 1800s, I want to say in like the 1850s to like the 1890s, we had a lot of change in our monarchy, in our country. There was a lot of things going on. During that time, the Lomi practitioners then started trying to do written recordings. We started doing note-taking. We started trying to keep up with Western, what is it called? Practices, you know? So our herbs, our medicines, our practices were considered like not good enough, right? But they were bringing diseases that their medicines couldn't fix. So we started looking again to our kahu, to our kahuna, to our natural medicines. And we had Native Hawaiian healing groups formed and to try and keep these practices alive. So, you know, just like Western practice, Western practitioners, we started doing our record keeping. We started, we always did do our studies and disease and health and different illnesses and treatments. But in the 1800s is when everything started kind of coming more into like a professional Western style of documentation.